بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we are continuing to learn about the aspects of the belief in Allah's decree, as this belief is the key of mental peace, tranquility, acceptance and hope. Actually, from today, we will study in detail each of the four aspects of the belief in Allah's decree so that we can reach our goal, which is a happy life full of motivation, work, success, and happiness. Let us have a look on our plan for this study. To believe in Allah's decree, we must believe in the four aspects of Allah's decree. Number one, Allah's knowledge. When we will learn about believing in Allah's knowledge, we will learn the names of Allah related to Allah's knowledge. Then we will learn, inshallah, proofs from the Holy Quran and Sunnah regarding Allah's knowledge. And this will lead us to the practical application of the belief in Allah's knowledge. Number one, istikhara, prayer. Number two, to believe in the law of you may like a thing which is bad for you and you may dislike a thing which is good for you. And if you believe in this law, you will have the acceptance regarding all the events of your life and you will never feel the feeling of regret. The second aspect regarding the belief in Allah's life is Allah's writing. We will learn the proofs from the Holy Quran and the sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the fact that Allah write all our decree 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth. This will lead to the practical application of the Quranic law. Nothing happened to us except that Allah has decreed for us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you believe in this, inshallah, you will have Allah as your protector. Okay, you will have this feeling, Allah is my protector, and you will have full trust in Allah. You will have mental peace, no worry or fear. Number three, regarding the belief in Allah's decree, the third aspect is the belief in Allah's will. We will learn the names of Allah related to His will, and we will learn the proofs from the Quran and Sunnah regarding Allah's will. This will lead to the practical application of the verse of the Quran, be and it will be. This is how Allah is creating everything in life, by the word be. Also, we will believe or we will learn about the fact that Allah is over everything competent. This will give us hope, motivation and optimism. We will learn the fourth aspect of the belief in Allah's decree, which is creation. When we will learn about creation, we will learn the names of Allah related to His creation. We will learn the proofs from the Quran and Sunnah regarding Allah's creation. The practical application is that Allah doesn't charge a soul except its capacity. This will lead to the belief that with every hardship there will be ease, and through this fact we will learn patience and gratitude. Accordingly, in these classes related to the details of the belief in Allah's decree, inshallah, we will have our goal, which is hope, optimism, patience, gratitude, motivation, acceptance, and mental peace. And also, we will forget about the following feelings: worry, upset, sadness, regret, and fear. For these great goals, we will, inshallah, start studying the first aspect of the belief in Allah's decree, which is Allah's knowledge. Regarding Allah's knowledge, we will start by learning the names of Allah related to His knowledge. The first name is Al-Alim, the All-Knower, and it is mentioned in the Holy Quran 157 times. The second name is Al-Khabir, the All-Aware, and it is mentioned in the Holy Quran 45 times. The third name is As-Sami', the All-Hearing. It is mentioned in the Holy Quran 20 times. The fourth name is Al-Basir, the All-Seeing, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran 4 times. The fifth name is Ar-Raqib, the Watchful, or the All-Watchful, and it is mentioned once in the Holy Quran. And the sixth name is Ash-Shahid, the Witness, and it is mentioned in the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related to the names of Allah. In order to realize the greatness of Allah's knowledge, let us know that the two names of Allah related to His mercy, the Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, the All-Compassionate, the Most Merciful, both of them were mentioned in the Holy Quran 87 times, while the All-Knower, Al-Alim, was mentioned 157 times. So this is the proof that the knowledge of Allah is so great that His name regarding His knowledge was mentioned in the Holy Quran, just Al-Alim 157, and all of His names regarding His knowledge were mentioned more than 200 times. Inshallah, today we will start by learning the proofs from the Holy Quran and the sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in relation to Allah's knowledge. We will start by the knowledge of Allah in the universe, then the knowledge of Allah regarding man, then the knowledge of Allah regarding the unseen. Then inshallah we will learn the practical application of this knowledge inshallah. Today inshallah we will start by learning about the fact that Allah knows all that in the heaven and in the earth, the knowledge of Allah regarding the universe, and we will start by reciting from the Holy Quran, from Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 5.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Inna Allah la yakhfa alayhi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samaa. هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Indeed, from Allah nothing is hidden in the earth nor in the heaven.
We will recite also from Surah number 6. Surah number 6 is Surah Al-An'am, verse the cattle. Verse 59 and 60
from Surah Al-An'am. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين وهو الذي يتوفاكم بالليل ويعلم ما جرحتم بالنهار ثم يبعثكم فيه ليقضى أجل مسمى ثم إليه مرجعكم ثم ينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And with Him are the keys of the unseen. None knows them except Him. And He knows what is on the land and in the sea. Not a leaf falls but that He knows it. And no grain is there within the darknesses of the earth, and no moist or dry thing, but that is written in a clear record. And it is He who takes your souls by night and knows what you have committed by day. Then He revives you therein, that a specified term may be fulfilled. Then to Him will be your return, then He will inform you about what you used to do.
We will recite also from Surah number 25, Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 6. Surah number 25, Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 6.
قُلْ أَنزَلَهُ الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. Say, O Muhammad, it has been revealed by He who knows every secret within the heavens and the earth. Indeed, He is ever forgiving and merciful.
Actually, Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us and saying to Prophet Muhammad and to all the Muslims, this is the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran has been revealed by He, Allah, who knows everything and the secrets in the heavens and in the earth. We will recite now also about Allah's knowledge from Surah number 27, verse number 75. Surah number 27, verse number
75. وما من غائبة في السماء والأرض إلا في كتاب مبين.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And there is nothing concealed within the heaven and the earth except that it is in a clear register.
We will recite also from Surah number 57, Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 4. Surah number 57. Verse number 4.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It is He who created the heavens and earth in 6 days and then established Himself above the throne. He knows what penetrates into the earth and what emerges from it and what descends from heaven and what ascends therein. And He is with you wherever you are. And Allah of what you do is seeing.
Actually, sister, these mentioned verses of the Holy Quran are clarifying how great is the knowledge of Allah that leaves out nothing in terms of time, place, land, sea, sky, in the depths of the world or in the depths of the spirit. Allah knows everything. And actually today, inshallah, we will focus on the verses related to the knowledge of Allah, related to the universe. And we will learn in detail the meaning of verse number 59 from Surah number 6, which we just recited. But we will recite it again and we will learn in full details about it. Because inshallah, this will help us to try to imagine how great is the knowledge of Allah. Because in these classes, in these first three classes related to the knowledge of Allah in the universe, the knowledge of Allah regarding man, the knowledge of Allah regarding the unseen, in these three classes we will try to become closer to the greatness of the knowledge of Allah, so that inshallah when we will try to practice our application in the knowledge of Allah, it will be easy for us to accept the events of our life which we doesn't know its meaning, because we will refer it to the knowledge of Allah, which is so great and beyond the imagination of the human being. So this is the most important in these first three classes, is that to try to become closer to how great is the knowledge of Allah. It is beyond our imagination. Allah knows everything. Allah is aware of everything. We don't know anything. Our knowledge is very little. The knowledge of Allah is unimaginary. So I can't say that I know the meaning of the events of my life, which I don't like. I can't say it because my knowledge is very limited and Allah has all the knowledge. So we are building this feeling of the belief of the greatness of the knowledge of Allah, so that we can use this belief, inshallah, in our daily life, as we will learn with the coming classes. And now we will recite again from Surah number 6, verse number 59. I will read it in Arabic and in English, so that inshallah I can clarify to you what is the meaning which we are looking for from this verse of the Quran. Surah number 6, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Okay, we read it already in Arabic. I will read it in English. And with him are the keys of the unseen. Inshallah, the keys of the unseen is the class of, after 2 weeks, it is a whole class related to the keys of the unseen. Inshallah, this is number one. None knows them except him. So there are 5 keys of the unseen, which only Allah knows, and actually they are mentioned in one of the verses of the Holy Quran. If you try to have a, if you want to have a homework, you can check where are the keys of the unseen in the verses of the Holy Quran. Inshallah, we will have it after 2 weeks. Now we will move to the second fact that Allah knows what is on the land and in the sea. Not a leaf falls, but that He knows it. And no grain is there within the darkness of the earth, and no moist or dry thing, but that is written in a clear record. So what is the message of this verse of the Quran? The message is that, sister, Allah is telling us about His knowledge, reminding us with the following facts. Number one, Allah knows and records everything that takes place in the universe. This is number one. This is a fact which needs from every one of us to try to imagine what Allah knows about the universe, and also that Allah is recording it. Allah knows everything in the universe. The large or the small, the visible or the hidden, the distant or the close, the apparent or the unknown. Allah knows everything, and Allah is giving us an example, is that every leaf that drop from the trees, Allah knows about this leaf. Actually, try just to imagine, today we have a lot of leaves, they are falling down in Houston. Okay, if you have a backyard, try to count, okay, in 1 meter, 1 meter or half a meter, how many leaves, okay, fell down today, for example. You will not be able to count them. You will feel that it is too much for you to count the leaves, because actually I tried 6 years ago. I was teaching about the knowledge of Allah in other series of classes, okay, the belief in oneness of Allah, and actually I mentioned about counting the leaves which are falling down, and I asked the sister to try to count. None can count anything. Only for 5 minutes, just if you stand like this and it is the time for the leaves to fall down and you start to count, after 1 minute you will feel very bored and you will say, this is too much for me, I can't. Allah the Almighty knows every leaf that fell down or that drops from the tree, okay, in your backyard, in your area where you are living, in the city of Houston, in the state of Texas, in the United States, in China, in South Africa, okay, all over. If you try to imagine it, sister, you will feel how great is the knowledge of Allah, which is beyond our imagination. This fact must be clear to your spirit. The knowledge of Allah is beyond my imagination, and I have the proof regarding counting the tree, the leaves which drop from the trees. Also, Allah said that every single grain buried in the darkest depths of the earth, Allah knows it. Okay, again, try to think it over, sister. Okay, and this visualization of the universe is very important for the belief in the oneness of Allah, and very important to know how Allah's knowledge is great, and very important for your spirit to accept the decree of Allah. The more you feel and you believe about the greatness of the knowledge of Allah, the more by time it will be clear to your spirit that I don't know anything. So if any event happens in my life and I don't know its explanation, I will tell to myself, Mona, you don't know anything. Remember about how great is the knowledge of Allah. Look around in the universe, look to the trees and say to yourself, Allah is counting all of these trees and He knows it. Allah knows about the grains. Allah knows about everything happening in the universe. So this is the knowledge of Allah. My life is run by the knowledge of Allah. Allah is the most merciful. I am a very good servant of Allah. So inshallah, all the events of my life are good for me. But I don't comprehend and I don't understand because of my limited knowledge. This is the goal of learning about the knowledge of Allah in the universe, in man, in the unseen, in order to have it clear in your spirit. How great is the knowledge of Allah? Our knowledge is very limited, so we must accept what is coming of Allah and refer it to His great knowledge. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So Allah knows everything and Allah is recording everything. So we can ask ourselves a question. Why should human beings care about the number of the leaves falling from the trees all over the globe? Why? Why I must care for the number of the trees? This is none of my business. Okay? Why should the human being bother about grains buried in the deep dark of the earth? What concern is to them to know everything that is fresh or dry? In reality, people only care about seeds they plant, hoping for a good harvest. Otherwise, they don't care about any of the above mentioned. It is only the Creator who cares about His dominion and knows and records everything in it. Again, sister, this is the reality of our life. Every one of us is focusing on his own benefit. Okay, I can, if counting the leaves of the trees of my backyard will give me any personal benefit, okay, I will try to count. But if it is related to the wisdom of Allah, the knowledge of Allah, the majesty of Allah, I don't have time. If you don't have time to know Allah, okay, so don't ask for the mercy of Allah. Don't ask for the blessings of Allah. You must have time to know Allah and to believe in Him, so that when you raise your hands to Him, calling on Him, He will answer you. If you don't know Allah and you don't have time for Allah, why you are calling on Him? Why you ask Him to solve your problems? We must all the time try to evaluate our relation with Allah, the Almighty, Allah, the All-Knower, Allah, the All-Controller, Allah, the one who owns the All-Owner, or the one who owns everything. You must know that you are just a servant and a slave to Allah. So when you learn about the knowledge of Allah, you must tell to yourself, this is a blessing from Allah. Allah is giving me the opportunity to know about Him, to become closer to Him, to know how He is great in His knowledge and in His wisdom. The more I become closer to Allah, inshallah, the more He will answer my call. The more He will make for me an outlet from my problems in my life. The more He will shower me with His mercy. So every minute you spend it learning about the knowledge of Allah, the will of Allah, the creation of Allah, you are the one actually getting the reward and also getting the mercy from Allah the Almighty. So we must be all the time, sisters, very thankful to Allah that He is helping us to learn about Him, inshallah. Now, we will recite another verse of the Quran, which I hope, inshallah, it will be more clear to every one of us regarding the greatness of the knowledge of Allah. We will recite from Surah number 34, verse number 2.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها هو الرحيم الغفور.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He knows what penetrates into the earth and what emerges from it, and what descends from the heaven and what ascends therein, and He is the merciful, the forgiving.
So actually, sisters, in this verse of the Quran, Allah the Almighty, in very simple words, is clarifying to us how great is His knowledge. Allah knows what penetrates into the earth, this is number one. What emerges from it, this is number two. What descends from the heaven, this is number three. And what ascends therein, this is number four. Inshallah, we will learn about this in details so that we can come closer to the greatness of the knowledge of Allah. So the first question which I will ask you, inshallah, one by one. Let us ask how many things go into the earth in one moment, how many things go into the earth. Okay, so now think how many things go into the earth in one moment. Then you must imagine that Allah the Almighty knows all what goes to the earth all the time, from the beginning of the creation of the earth until the day of judgment. Allah knows what is going on to the earth, okay, all the time. Number one, consider what goes into the earth is the seeds that are buried in the ground. Try to imagine the trillions of the seeds that are buried in the ground, okay, all over the world. All over the world. Okay, Allah knows them one by one. You need to have the time to imagine these facts, sister, so that you will feel how great is Allah's knowledge beyond my imagination. You need this feeling before practicing, okay, the belief in Allah's knowledge in your daily life, which everyone is questioning about her life events. Why this is happening to me? I am not happy with this. This was not supposed to happen to me. Do you know Allah? Do you know the knowledge of Allah? Take your time with the verses of the Holy Quran so that you will be more closer. The worms, the insects, okay? And there is a very important, actually, thing which goes down to the earth and none can count them. Do you know them, sisters? I want you to think it over a little bit. What is going down to the earth? Okay, the drops of rain. Drops of rain. Allah knows the counts of all the drops of rain which goes down, which go down to the earth or to the ground from the day of the creation of Prophet Adam until the day of judgment. And actually, one day I put my hand like this while it was rainy, and I started counting the drops of the rain. Believe me, I said to myself, I will count it for 5 minutes. Then I said to myself, no, for 2 minutes. Then I said to myself, 1 minute, I will count. Then it comes here, 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 here. It was raining very heavily. Then I tell to myself, there is no God but Allah. There is no God but Allah. There is no God but Allah. I can't count on my hand the number of the drops of rain, and Allah is counting. Allah knows the number of the drops of the rain which is going to the ground, okay, all over the world from the day of the creation until the day of judgment. So this is Allah. This is our Lord. This is the one we are calling. This is the one we must have trust on Him. We must rely on Him. He is the one taking care of us. Yes, there is no God but Allah. Okay? Allah knows the number of the gases, the electrical rays. All goes into every corner of this earth from north to south, from east to west, yet Allah watches them all. Allah knows them all. How many things leave the earth in a moment? How many things leave the earth in a moment, Ya Ghaid? Okay. Consider plants shooting out, springs gushing forth, volcanoes, emptying volcanoes, insects leaving their underground homes. Let us remember that there are many other things which we don't see or know, that they are coming out of the earth. Allah knows all of them. What comes down from the skies, which Allah is counting? Okay. Drops of rain, rays that burn or give light, and something very important, the divine commands, which are coming down. How many human beings are on the earth and Allah is sending His commands for them? How many? Okay, the divine commands, acts of grace that favor certain creatures, and also provisions which Allah grants to His servant in a plentiful or measured quantities. Okay, the provisions, the divine commands, the rays, the drops of rain. Allah is counting all of this. This is enough. This is enough to believe in the oneness of Allah and to promise to obey His commands. Okay, believing that, oh Allah, I am very grateful to You that You gave me this knowledge and You make me to know how great is Your knowledge and how great, how I am living in Your mercy when you make me a good servant of you. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What goes up to the sky? Which is different from all of this. Okay? The breath, breathing of the humans, animals and plants, as well as other creatures only known to Allah. And something very important, what goes up to the sky? Supplications. Supplications, okay, allowed or in secret are heard by Allah the Almighty. Just I want you, sister, to focus on our supplications to Allah in secret. In secret. None knows about my supplication to Allah from the depths of my heart. Allah knows the supplication of every human being who is calling on Allah in secret. Okay, now it is the time, for example, 1:45 in Houston. Okay, it is 8:45 in Egypt. It is 3:45, for example, in China. It is 2:45, for example, in Geneva. If there are Muslims all over in these places and they are calling on Allah in secret, Allah has the knowledge to know all of this. And Allah has the power to answer all of these callings. This is Allah the Almighty, which we need to have more time for Him. Because when you have more time for Allah, actually this is the mercy for your spirit. Because you feel that you are not alone. I am not alone. And I am not taking care of anything. I am just a servant of the one who has all this knowledge. My duty in this life is to be a good servant to Him and to worship Him and to call on Him. But to depend on myself to do anything in this life, no. The more you know about Allah, the more you say to yourself, it is more than enough for me to worship Allah. The rest of my life is up to Allah. I believe in Him and gradually I learned how great is Allah. So supplications, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, loud or in secret. How many a soul of creatures, known or unknown, to us is gathered and rises to Allah. The spirits of the people whom they die all over the world, they are all going up to the sky. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How many angels ascend to carry out Allah's orders? How many drops of sweet water evaporate and rise into the atmosphere? How many molecules of gas, all of gas, emanate all the types of creatures? How many of all of these take place in one moment? How much can a human knowledge record of what happens of all of this? Even should they devote all their lives to monitor and record it all, okay, if you actually decide that the rest of your life, you will try to count the drops of rain, the rest of your life, you will not be able to do anything. Anything, just the drops of rain, not all what we just mentioned now. Okay, Allah, out of His great knowledge, He knows everything in all the places in the universe and at all times. Okay, since Prophet Adam descend on the earth until the day of judgment. This is the knowledge of Allah, the comprehensive, the complete, and the accurate knowledge which only Allah, the Almighty, knows. Now we will recite again from surah number 4. We will recite again, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. From surah number 11, verse number 4, to know about the knowledge of Allah regarding His creation in the universe. Number 11, verse number 6. From surah number 11, verse number 6, to know more about the knowledge of Allah the Almighty. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها ويعلم مستقرها ومستودعها كل في كتاب مبين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And there is no creature on earth but that upon Allah is its provision, and He knows its place of dwelling and place of storage. All is in a clear register.
Actually, sister, Allah is sending to us in this verse of the Quran the message that all the creatures which live on the earth, every human being and every animal, whether it talks, walks, crawls, or creeps, and every creature which lives underneath the soil or in the depth of the sea is known to Allah. It is Allah who provides them with sustenance, and He knows where each one of them abides and where it lies down, where it comes and where it goes. Each single one of them is part of His very detailed knowledge. In this verse of the Quran, Allah is clarifying to us how great is His knowledge and how Allah knows about all His creatures. The first part of the knowledge of Allah, which is related to the knowledge of Allah in the universe, okay, and inshallah next week we will learn about the knowledge of Allah in relation to man. At the beginning we will call on Allah, inshallah, to make us to believe in His great knowledge and inshallah to follow His commands, and we will make the dua. The supplication. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause Your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause Your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in Your religion and keep it contented with Your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom You have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom You have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to Your care with those whom You have taken to Your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek Your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek Your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek Your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask You for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in You from a decline in Your favor, from a change in Your protection, from Your sudden punishment and all Your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet You. O Allah, our Lord, we ask Your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask You to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask You to increase Your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.